I was working around the clock, and it just wasn't possible for me to spend good chunks of July and August there. Solution? Write about them. In a lot of ways, as I was putting Nick and Carter on the page, I was taking a mini-vacation, the images and scenes of the lake and the mountains transporting me to where I wanted to be. Also, what a great place to fall in love in the summer. I know for some a sandy white beach is the epitome of the romantic scene, but I'll take a fragrant pine bough over a palm tree any day. A word on the plotting of the story. At this point in my early career, I was still trying to think up books. I was very conscious of the conventions of romance novels and determined to stick with them. I wanted to write something that followed the predictable patterns and colored within the lines because I thought that playing it safe was going to keep me with a job. This is not to say I'm not proud of this book or that I think it's lacking. I love Carter and Nick together, and I'm really happy with their story. But I was about 3/4 of the way through the first draft when the side plot of Nick's nephew really started to take off. I wrote a great scene of this boy and a young girl running away from their parents through the woods. It heightened the tension, keyed up the drama, really changed the feel of the book. And I had to take it out. In retrospect, that tangent was